The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if you've seen this story. It is one of the funniest stories I've seen in the last few days. A play centre in Gloucestershire in the UK has had to apologise because they just decorated their soft play area, you know, where all the smallest little kiddies go to play, with some Halloween decorations. And I guess, look, it's a version of They Love Not Wisely But Too Well. They put up body bags. They put up body bags hanging, sometimes by a noose, in the children's soft play area. Parents were outraged. Outraged, I tell you, by this. But it did get us thinking, and it sparked a conversation here, and I'm sure elsewhere, about, you know, Halloween costumes and decorations, and whether sometimes they are a little over the top these days. Something our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been teasing out with people on the streets of Dublin.
Over the top altogether.
And do you think, can they be a bit extreme or a bit graphic as well?
Oh, yeah. Completely over the top.
What are ones
getting worse than Christmas.
What are ones that you've seen now and you've said, God, it's a bit much now for the kids?
Well, I've seen black Christmas trees and all that sort of thing up in people's windows, just like Christmas trees.
I personally haven't seen anything overly graphic. I'm trying to think. No, they've all been fairly tame. I'd say like PG 12, PG 15 at most. I've never seen anything that made me go, oh God, you know. I've never seen anything that's made me feel overly disturbed or perturbed or any word like that.
Well, we embrace it, but I think it has gone a bit mad.
What would you have up now, your own place?
Oh, we've everything, witches, spiders.
Do you think it can be a bit graphic at times? Like, is there a line in terms of, I suppose, the age of the kids?
Our kids enjoy it. My youngest is 4 and he loves it, so we do it for the kids.
I think it's gone more popular than Christmas, because people don't bother at Christmas now anymore. Only if you have kids. But all these decorations, skeletons and all in the window, I'd be scared going home.
I think it's great for the kids. Yeah, it's perfect. It just puts them into the humour, and all men are grown up now, so I kind of miss doing up the house and everything.
No,
yeah.
No decorations, no cobwebs in your place?
No, not at all, no.
Do you think, is there a line in terms of graphic or extreme?
No. Whatever you're having yourself, whatever you like.
They go a bit far now, some people, or have you seen any?
Oh yeah, we've loads of prayer. The kids love them, it doesn't matter what you put up, you know? Yeah.
Do you think some of them could be a bit graphic or a bit gruesome for the kids?
Some of them are, yes. My granddaughter now, she's 3, she's afraid of some of them.
Like what now? What are we doing?
We have a witch that talks, you know, and it jumps all over the place.
So give her a fright?
Yeah. Between that and the bangers are worse.
The bangers are worse, says that lady. Anyway, well, what about these Halloween decorations? How do you strike the perfect balance? Well, Alison Curtis is the queen of Halloween, as anybody who listens to this show on Friday will know, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM. Alison, is there such thing as going over the top?
I feel like I'm a little bit of a witch that talks myself. I think that the story that is the jumping off point for you on this was crazy. Like they did look like bodies. It was awful. And the fact that it's like a kid's soft play area, like it was a serious lapse in judgment.
You kind of want to be in the way you fly on the wall in that conversation, don't you? Like maybe
exactly
we should mock up some dead kids and wrap them in plastic and hang them from some of the play areas.
I wonder if somebody is not going to be invited to the meeting next week about other things at that soft play area. But I think there's so many places around like Dublin and Ireland that like go all out. And we've got a few in our area and it's really cool. One in our area is all inflatable, kind of like ghosts and pumpkins and things like that. And a lot of people do it for charity as well. So I really love it when people go all out. I mean, there are the things that are very clearly not human-like, so they're not scary. But the ones that are quite, you know, that could be kind of Walking Dead stuff. Like that is frightening now, like for a lot of people. And like anything that jumps out, that would be my thing. I'm like that Catherine Tate character. Like if anything jumps out at me super fast, I'm like going to scream and lose the will to live. So I understand why there's a joy in that and there's kind of like a fun in that. But sometimes those things can be too much, especially if you're thinking about the under fives, like trick or treat, or anybody with a heart condition.
Yeah, but people love a little whinge though as well, don't they? And the same people whinge when kids dress up as kind of fairy tale creatures or something, that they're not doing scary. Halloween is meant to be scary. It's not fancy dress. And then at the same time, they're giving out now that it's too scary.
Well, Halloween for us, I said on your show before, is like basically we wore Ewok outfits like for like 5 years in a row because it was so cold in Canada.
Oh, the Ewoks could be scary. I mean, if you're the Empire, those guys were nasty little critters.
That's true. But I think like it's, I think it should be all about like creativity, expressing yourself. It is the kind of night of the year where you can just, you can go all out, you can do whatever you want. And like kids can just, you know, put their own stamp on things and just really express themselves. And I think that's why I like it. And, you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into it sometimes and people can be thinking about it for a while. And it's just, I think it's a really sweet thing. Like I didn't dress up last year, but I think that was the first year I hadn't in a long while. And it's just like, I love the pumpkin carving. I love all of that stuff. And I think it can just be a family thing as well. And certainly when I moved to Ireland, it was not a thing. I remember being so depressed when I said to people going, like, what are we going to do for Halloween? Everyone's like, nothing. We're over 20. What are you talking about?
It's funny how it's changed though, hasn't it?
Completely. So I moved in 1999 and I remember going to my local Tesco and grabbing, like, I think it was a turnip because there weren't any pumpkins. I was like, this is depressing. I'm not in Canada anymore. And then the following year, and I'm not bragging now, but I am bragging. The following year, I had a Halloween party and loads of people are still talking about it. It was like 20 years ago. Well, 24 years ago, because they'd never been to an adult Halloween party. And everybody made such a huge effort with their outfits and stuff. So it's just, it's fun. Like it is what it is for whoever. You make it your own.
Is it not depressing that you peaked that early in terms of your Halloween parties? That nobody's talking about the 23 you've held since?
I see. I should have one. Ouch. I haven't had one since then.
Can I tell you before you go about kind of how Christmas and Halloween almost came together at the weekend? So can you imagine what this would be like if you were a 10-year-old? So I'm walking down the Dunningstone Road in Kilkenny, Alison, with my 10-year-old, walking the dog. What do we find in the hedge? An unlit firework, fully intact.
Oh my God.
Just lying there. Unbelievable.
What did you do?
We waited till it got dark. We stuck it in a wine bottle and we shot it up into the sky. What do you think we did?
What any normal person would
do. Yeah, exactly. We frightened all the dogs and the horses and everything else in the neighborhood. It was chaos. It was great.
I mean, that's a jackpot right there, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about that. I don't think anything would excite me more if I had been his age than finding an unlit firework that was functioning. Anyway, Alison, it's great to talk to you as always, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Alison Curtis is presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.